With What's News, I'm Charlie Turner in New York for the Wall Street Journal. Volkswagen has been hit with new fraud charges in the U.S. over the diesel emissions scandal. We'll get details from the Journal's William Boston in Berlin. First, here are some headlines. We continue to follow the shooting massacre in New Zealand. 49 people were killed and many more injured in shootings at two mosques in the southern city of Christchurch on Friday, in terrorist attacks New Zealand's prime minister described as one of the darkest days in the country's history. A 28-year-old man has been charged with murder and was scheduled to appear in a Christchurch court on Saturday morning. Australian government officials identified him as Brendan Tarrant, an Australian citizen. A manifesto posted on his Facebook page around the time of the attacks claimed responsibility, expressing white supremacist views. Two other men and one woman who were armed were taken into custody as police tried to figure out whether there was more than one attacker, and one was later determined not to be connected to the massacre. 17 minutes of video of the shooting was streamed live on Facebook, and the video was also shown on YouTube and Twitter. The college admissions bribery scheme revealed this week in a federal indictment has prompted lawmakers in Washington to consider policies that could curtail the influence of wealth in college admissions. Among those matters drawing Washington's attention are the tax-deductible status of donations to schools and binding early decision admissions. Among measures being considered, Senator Ron Wyden, the top Democrat on the Senate Finance Committee, said this week he plans to introduce a bill making donations to schools taxable if the donor has children attending or applying to college. Elon Musk's next bet, an SUV for the masses. Musk, the CEO of Tesla, unveiled Thursday night the Model Y compact sport utility vehicle with an eventual starting price of $39,000. The Model Y, which Mr. Musk hopes will begin production next year, will have a range of up to 300 miles on a single charge and go from 0 to 60 miles an hour in as fast as 3.5 seconds. Mr. Musk has said the crossover vehicle will be about 10% bigger than the Model 3. The mass market compact sedan that shares much of the same vehicle platform of its new sibling to reduce costs at high volume. Mr. Musk made the announcement at an event near Los Angeles. Still ahead, the U.S. slaps new fraud charges against Volkswagen. Volkswagen remains embroiled in a major diesel emissions cheating scandal. The Securities and Exchange Commission has charged the German carmaker and its former CEO, Martin Winterkorn, with defrauding U.S. investors in connection with the scandal. The SEC says VW raised billions of dollars while making a series of deceptive claims about the environmental impact of the company's clean diesel fleet. The Wall Street Journal's William Boston joins us via Skype from Berlin. Now, William, what exactly does the SEC allege in its complaint?
Well, this is the first complaint by the SEC. It comes after an enormous settlement that VW agreed to in 2016 and 2017, where settling criminal charges with the Department of Justice, the Environmental Protection Agency, and a range of civil complaints and state complaints, VW has paid around $23 to $25 billion in fines, penalties, and legal fees in the United States. And now, 2 years later, the SEC is coming with a new claim, basically trying to protect the interest of investors, in this case, particularly bond investors, who the SEC claims were sold a bill of goods when VW, between 2014 and 2015, sold around $8.3 billion worth of bonds and asset-backed securities to investors. The key piece of information that was missing in those conversations with investors, according to the SEC, was that at that time, the vehicles that VW's business was based on contained illegal software that the company was cheating, and that once this was found out, there was going to be a massive correction in the company's stock price, and that it would also face fines and prosecution.
And this was a surprise move by the SEC, coming on the heels of those civil and criminal settlements?
Yeah, it comes very late. As I said, it's 2 years, more than 2 years after VW settled most claims in the United States and believed that it had put all of this behind it. And the SEC officials were privy to those meetings, to those discussions early on. They have been discussing issues with Volkswagen since then, but it wasn't. Volkswagen does not appear to have known that a criminal complaint was coming, but it did include a note in its annual report, which was published this week, that said there was an ongoing investigation at the SEC. And so, you know, maybe Volkswagen knew a bit more than it's saying today, but the news from the about the SEC investigation did come as a surprise to most people.
What kind of reparations does the SEC want from Volkswagen?
Well, that's the big question. Is the individual fines seem to be fairly small, but there is the provision that the SEC could come and say, well, look, if this information had been known, and if you were being above board with investors when you were selling these bonds, the interest that you paid on these bonds would have been much higher. And so investors were cheated out of interest. And basically what they'll try to do is they'll try to calculate some hypothetical profit that the company gained from selling these bonds undervalued, and in order to try to determine what investors have lost. And the fine will be based on a formula that will try to find out what that number is.
William, let's go back. Volkswagen in 2005 wanted to launch a new push into the U.S. auto market with a new generation of diesel engines, which was a niche market in the United States. But wasn't there a problem trying to comply with emissions rules and making clean diesel engines?
Yes, and this is what the SEC is basing its claim on, basically saying that in 2007 already, VW's management, the former CEO Martin Winterkorn, were involved in a number of meetings with their top engineers where they were aware that these engines were not performing properly. That, first of all, they didn't meet emission standards in the United States. And so even with all the technology in these diesel engines, they were not meeting emission standards in the United States. And secondly, the engines appeared to be running in two modes, an offline and an online mode, or off-cycle and on-cycle mode. So it was already clear that there was some kind of performance during the test and performance after the test, which diverged. And then in 2014, a research group called the ICCT, an environmental research group, commissioned West Virginia University to do a study of group of vehicles. And two of those vehicles were Volkswagen vehicles. And they found that the two diesel vehicles from Volkswagen had elevated diesel NOx emissions, nitrogen oxide, the kind of soot and toxic emissions that diesel engines produce, and that it was much higher than usual. And that kind of kicked off a series of events that led to a long investigation by the EPA and a long cover-up by people within VW, which is what VW ultimately pleaded guilty to.
Right. And the SEC, as you write, alleges that the clean diesel cheat was accelerated after Mr. Winterkorn became CEO in 2007. And you write that Mr. Winterkorn and nearly a dozen former Volkswagen employees have been indicted by U.S. attorneys. There are two former executives who've pleaded guilty and they're in jail in the U.S. And apparently most of the people indicted are German citizens and we can't extradite them here.
Right. Germany does not extradite its citizens.
All right. William Boston, Wall Street Journal reporter in Berlin, thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.